tomorrow, as part of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we would like to sponsor a what we call Purple Light Night. Just asking folks in the community to put out a purple light or a string of lights. It is the Halloween season, so they are in great quantity around the stores. Idea is to kind of just remember our, you know, our victims that have fallen short, and also to honor our survivors.
So. Of domestic violence.
Correct, yep.
So the idea is to put a purple light out of some kind tomorrow night.
Yes, that's correct. Generally gets dark about 8 o'clock is what we were figuring. So certainly anytime, but would definitely appreciate the support.
So anybody that basically can hear us this morning and can hear this message, put one out and I guess remember and then recognize those that are survivors and remember those that aren't with us anymore, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, now that's part of what's going on with the Women's Center with it being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but you've got something a little bit later this month as well that you want folks to know about. What's going on?
That's correct. So on Friday, October 26th, we will be having a walk and a vigil with a lighted path, and we'll start at the Marquette County Courthouse down to Marquette Commons and back. But also along with that, we're encouraging everybody to bring their pets as part of our Saswin project, which fosters animals for those that, you know, pets to us are like family.
Yes.
And so leaving them behind, sometimes people say, you know, we're not going to come in if we can't bring our pet. And unfortunately, we can't harbor those in the shelter. So we have what we call foster families that take them, and we can provide them with vaccines and food and those sorts of things that they may not have been able
to be able to do.
Right.
What was the name of that program again?
The Saswin Project.
Okay. So this is an opportunity then that if someone needs to leave their home because of domestic violence and they're worried about a pet, this will address that then.
That's right.
How does that work? Tell me about it.
So essentially, we do the interview with the potential client, and if that's an issue, we get working on it right away. We have kind of a coordinator of that program, and she will reach out to certain families that are there for emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
And then if placement can't take place right away, then we reach out to kind of the backup plan. There's always a backup plan.
If people can't take part in the walk and the vigil that's coming up on the 26th, and even with Purple Light Night tomorrow night, how can they find out more about what the Women's Center provides?
Absolutely. They can certainly visit our website, as well as contact the Women's Center directly or call our crisis line at the Harbor House.